Okay. A very good evening to all, huh? Brothers and sisters in the Dhamma, huh? And all kilometers. Today is a very special day. Huh? Yun Chan was the one that suggested we had a potluck. Huh? Then we make it into an informal session. Today is 17 December 2019, Tuesday class. So my wife's birthday is 2 days later. So Kayamita has good intention to actually celebrate this very special day. Then Thursday is the actual day. They are going to have it on the Thursday class too. But today one, we will have a very special one with a lot of good food. Then apart from the food, my wife also say a lot of Kayamita birthday also December. There are so many. So she said, if that's the case, we might as well do it. Then 31st, remember, I will send out the list. We will have a special year-end dinner. My wife want to buy your dinner. So Raymond has kindly agreed to help my wife book the restaurant in Kupong. This restaurant is quite nice. Zuzai. But Chui will be with us in spirit. She is going off. She's flying off. 29. So anyway, we will have a simple puja. Then we can have our dinner. Then after that, we will gather back here for formal the puja chanting. So we will skip the meditation tonight. We will have an informal session where you are free to ask or share anything. Then if you want my wife to give a short speech, you better make the request. She the one. Okay, now let us gather our faith, sada, virya, sati, then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. We will do the short one. Okay. Namo Bhansi Sajjiya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sajjiya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sajjiya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Isa. Namo Quan Si Yin Pusa. Namo Quan Si Yin Pusa. Namo Ami Tho Pho. Namo Ami Tho Pho. Namo Ami Tho Pho. Namo Mila Pho. Namo Mila Pho. Namo Mila Pho. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Tizang Wang Pusa. Namo Tizang Wang Pusa. Namo Tizang Wang Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghang Namami. Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dhatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dhatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musawada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Surameraya majapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Tripaja. Padang Pujayami. Damang Pujayami. Sanghang Pujayami. Okay, regarding the puja offering, we will offer from here, the table, so that we don't have to waste time passing around. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. And we also offer the rest of the food. Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu. Okay, we can break for our dinner now. Yeah? So, our flower, want to offer now? Oh, okay, come. No, Yun Chan. Yun Chan and Raymond, come. Where is Yun Chan? Raymond, come. Well, today is my wife's special day. So we appoint Yun Chan and Raymond together to offer the beautiful garland. This one is by Kayanamita. This one is by Kayanamita, Kayanamita Fund. So on behalf, Yun Chan, you and Raymond. Mrs. Steele here. She's here, come. Jibang. Together. Hey, cameraman, wait. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Oh, must face the cameraman. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. So on behalf of my wife, I would like to thank all Kayamita for the beautiful bouquet. Just the two. Okay. So anyway, thank you so much for preparing such beautiful flowers and bouquet. Then I will let my wife say a few words.
Thank you.
After that, she can think about it.
Oh, okay. Okay, we can adjourn for dinner first. So, thank you. Offer to the Buddha. Okay. Sadhu. 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 Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. Okay, offer to all the great beings. We adjourn for dinner first. Oh, yeah, Sadhu, Sadhu. So she make a pure wish for you all. May you all free your mind as soon as possible. Realize the enlightenment soon as possible. Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. Okay, can have dinner. We can, the offering also can bring over there. Can bring the offering over there also. Some of the Kaimita help to carry this thing over. Hui Rong, you have pause. Ma. 这个可以 pause 的是吗? 不能啊 哦,分做两段 save 两段 OK So immediately after our dinner Now already 9:30 Which means it took us about 1 hour plus for dinner But together we order cleaning out birthday song and all those things. So once again, thank you to all the Kamina Das, especially those who brought the food. We have a lot of good food. So now we can officially start our informal discussion session. Where's my wife? So since it's an informal session, you are free to ask any question, share anything, or request whatever you feel appropriate to make request. Come. So after receiving the flowers, the bouquet, so now we ask her to say a few words.
First of all, I would like to say sadhu to Kalyamitas for everything you all have done for me. I really appreciate and grateful to have you all as Kalyamita. We have the affinity and that's how we come about. Have the condition arise for this life, but it will happen in future life because we all walk together. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. It's organized by Brother Teo on behalf of me for the appreciation on the 31st with the help of Raymond and Yun Chan to arrange the dinner for us, all of us. Yes. So, Brother Teo will send out the notice for your better register, fast, fast. Then we have another gathering. Christmas cannot, they all have the retreat, having retreat.
Yeah, Christmas, some of them are going for retreat, I think, Cameron Highland. But 31st, they should be back. 29 over, Next Tuesday on,
24th and 31st all
cancel. Oh yeah. So 24th is our dinner. No dinner.
31st.
Before Christmas we cancel. Yeah. Next week cancel. Yeah. Then year end that Tuesday is dinner. 31st is Tuesday. Yeah. Wow, so happened. D Dinner. Why? You want lunch? Have to work. Oh, yeah. Hui Rong and Anne, they all, Hui Lin, they all go to work. Yeah, can, after that.
After that.
My daughter will be back, so you all can meet up with her, so you want to. Can.
No problem.
Overnight also can. Overnight also can. Wow, that one we appoint Mei Xiang to lead. Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho. Then after that we meditate. So you chant 108 times, you meditate 108 minutes. So midnight 31st December, all awaken. You know how to do it. You can awaken before that day. Really? It's not difficult. The moment you awaken, you will understand. Your heart will understand.
But
your nature will understand.
You still have to. Once you awaken, you have the...
You cannot decide the time. You cannot know when. Most of the time when it happens, it will catch you unaware. You won't understand or won't know. You cannot anticipate. It just comes like that. If you keep on watching for it, waiting for it, it will never come. Really? It will never come. You just do. Don't try to know. Then suddenly it will happen. So don't go and look for it. Don't even anticipate it. Don't even go and make aditan before midnight. I must do. You remember Ananda? The last day, he was the only one, not an arahant. So the first Sangha, the 500 arahant, waiting for him. He tried so hard, did whole day, recollect all the teaching that the Buddha taught. And yet, he is still not an arahant. Then when he gave up, before he lie down, the moment he lie down, before the head touched the pillow, he became an arahant. See? Because he given up. Understand? You must give up. Then it will come. No, when you give up, you are free from that pressure. Understand? The pressure is created by the thought. Do you understand? Because the thought wants to be enlightened. And that is the one that is creating the craving. And wherever there is craving, the mind can never cease. And for there to be no craving, you must give up. Give up everything. Not only give up, want to be enlightened. Give up everything. Unless you can give up everything, the cessation cannot happen. Because if you hold on to anything, there is no cessation. Cessation can only happen when you have understood everything and no longer hold on to anything. No longer worry about anything. No longer want to develop anything. When you are nothing, you are everything. Always remember that. Yeah. Okay, continue. finish already. Then appoint somebody to take over. Upadana. Grasping. Grasping. Upadana is grasping. Upadhan, they call it upadhan. So the five aggregate, the grasping aggregate, upadana khandas. So this grasping aggregate, they become grasping because of your self-delusion. Without self-delusion, there is no grasping. Without the atta, the ego, there is nothing to grasp. But because of the ego, the egoic mind, the personality, that one grasps, that one cling, that one hold, even wanting to know, wanting to become enlightened. Yeah. It's all grasping.
I'm just sharing my
Now my for the recording. Yeah.
He saw me doing
For the recording. Yeah.
And after he used the word upadana, then he just let it sink in.
Yeah.
And I thought about it, and then he said, "Now anatta." That means focus on anatta, because the minute you focus, like you say,
it's
there
gone.
Will be no more upadana.
No, you cannot focus on anything. The moment you focus,
no, I mean
the anatta can never go.
If you have. If it's into anatta, then there is no...
No, you cannot focus on anatta. As long as your mind focus on something, that one is a upatan. That one is grasping already. So you should realize anatta, not focus, realize. Means realize empty nature existent. Realize the non-self nature. Realize that every phenomenon within this conditioned world, they are dependent, originating, conditioned, arising, causal phenomena, not a permanent, unchanging entity. That's why there is no reality. He no you, he no me. But it must be awakened too, not a knowledge. If you recite this as a knowledge, you can never cease your mind. You can never awaken. That's why you have to reflect on Nambe until you understand it so clearly. When you have understood it very clearly, then your mind can completely cease. Because there is no reality, like what I used to share with you all. You will know at that point. Think also like that. Don't think also like that. Then why do you want to think? Then what is thinking? Thinking is sankara. Avijja paccaya sankhara. Without avijja, there is no sankhara. Then who think? What think? The thought think, the egoic mind think. So when all these are clear, you just relax, silent. That's why meditation is about silent. When you can realize that silent mind, that true nature, that is the beginning of meditation. Then after that, you develop wisdom. When the wisdom arises, then that silent mind will have the condition to cease. When, don't go and anticipate or look for it. It will happen by itself. So just do, have faith, have joy, have love, have metta. Then just do. Then sometimes you may not know. While taking a bath, you can just awaken. Or answering nature's call. Like in the time of the Buddha. A lot of the nuns, one of them, they were actually near the well there. Then she went to the well. She was mindful throughout the day. She took out a pail of water and poured it onto her leg, washing. The moment the water flow out from the leg, before it reached the end of the whatever concrete floor or cement floor, she became an arahant. Just by seeing that movement, you just awaken. That's why when you are ready, anything can trigger off. Sometimes one loud sound, like Ajahn Chah. He heard the vibration from a distance. All of a sudden, the mind went into cessation. And when he came out of it, he became enlightened. You go and read his biography. That's why a lot of people just like that. Then sometimes they walk. As they walk, all of a sudden, they just awaken. Don't have to sit like that. Not necessary. Because when the condition is ready, when that form and mind has developed the wisdom and the understanding, what you need is the condition to trigger off cessation. And cessation can happen anytime, any place, anywhere. What you need to understand is the three turning, first, second, or third turning, they can trigger off. Sometimes just upon hearing the whatever chanting. Then sometimes when you are reflecting, contemplating, suddenly the Dhamma awaken. Then sometimes when you are not thinking, like Xun, you remember? The hot water suddenly land on his hand instead of his teacup. Then spontaneously the teacup was released because of the burning hot thing. But during that moment, his thought ceased. That's why he needs something to trigger. Then when the cup hit the floor, the cracking sound triggered off. He said in the poem he wrote, it's like his mind at that moment pulverized. You know what is pulverized? Isn't it? Everything become like powder, cease. Then after that, he awakened. Just that moment. Yeah. But don't go and try. Don't go and ask somebody to pour hot water. When you are not ready. When you don't have the skill. Mei tou what? In Cantonese, what they call? Sao hang mei tou. No, sao hang mei tou ka. Don't be a hero. Because there are certain things it's not for you to do. You may hear a lot of Jataka story, very interesting story about how people become enlightened. But conditions are different for everybody. So always remember the few key things. Don't look for it. Don't anticipate it. Just do. Then develop the understanding until very, very clear. Means contemplate, reflect, inquire. Until the wisdom stabilized. After the wisdom stabilized, I still remember your daily mindfulness become very different. Then everything you do, you contemplate, you reflect. The wisdom just arise. And you understand everything very clearly during that time. That is the sign that cessation is going to happen. But you don't know when it will happen. Not until your wisdom is so stable, so sharp. Every moment of sense experience, you just understand. You just know what to do. But as long as you continue to have the understanding, cessation won't happen. Understand? But it prepares you to receive truth. That's why normally it will come at the moment when you are completely not reflecting, not contemplating, not doing anything. Then the mind just ceases. Sometimes it needs something to trigger, like Ajahn Chah, the distant sound, the vibration come. Then Xun, the burning hot tea. Then some, because they pour something on their floor or on their leg. Then when that phenomenon happens, they suddenly awaken. Then sometimes it's in the midst of your daily life, in your daily mindfulness, all of a sudden the awakening will arise. And sometimes in the sitting also it can happen. Then normally it's when you are aware, silent. I remember once at the heartbeat there, all of a sudden there is a deep penetrative awakening understanding. Then like that realization suddenly triggered the cessation. Then when it come out, recollect, reflect, then it realize at that moment it know, he know you, he know me. No one inside there. It's just that pulsation, the pulse of life, that heartbeat. There is no being inside there, but there is no mind. Then so all this you have to wait for the timing you will go through. You will develop the understanding. Okay, now my wife finished. Who is next? She don't want to appoint. Who wants to share anything? Come, just put out your hand. Or we take turn. One by one, go around. Yeah, Adeline. Yeah, share whatever you want. Ah, Adeline got a question. Who is the one with the psychic knows that Adeline got a question?
Alicia. Alicia got psychic, so let her share.
Yeah, Adeline. Yeah.
No, actually that day the question, the Thursday. So actually I have a question. You know, sometimes when you meditate, you are very silent, really.
Yes.
But sometimes there are some self-chattering.
Yeah. So verbalization.
I thought there's thought. So I just say, okay, relax.
Yeah.
But sometimes the Dharma will come. Yeah. I mean, maybe.
I know. It will trigger off. Yeah,
yeah, it will say.
No, it will let you understand certain things.
The chattering thoughts, is it from the mind?
It's not really chattering, because when you are aware, mindful, and silent, a lot of things can happen. Then, most of the time, there is clarity at that time. Then you are like recollecting or reflecting. Then when you recollect and reflect, all of a sudden it can trigger an understanding. But that one is not awakening and cessation. That one is all of a sudden it triggers an understanding. But it's not the penetrative awakening to the three characteristics. If certain Dhamma appear to you, then you understand. Like last time,
mostly it's Bhatio's teaching.
Like last time, when my heartbeat here, I was aware, silent. Then all of a sudden, within that split second, it ceased. Then after I come out of it, then it understood that when the awareness of that heartbeat was there, there was no one to be aware. Then there, he know you, he know me inside that. It just everything is like nature's law and so on. This form and mind, it just function naturally. Like the breathing, the heartbeat, everything, it just function naturally. There is no mind trying to control or trying to know or trying to understand. The awareness is with it. It will trigger off and you will understand. That is very deep one, because after it happened, you are very clear about the anatta. So that one is not like the guy, the monk or the teacher who advised you to focus on anatta. No need to focus. Oh, okay.
In one second, there, according to Abhidhamma, you can have 70 thought moments.
Not 70, billions.
I mean, for our
no,
our
billions.
Kind of
billions of consciousness can pass by. No, because you are not at that level. So they talk about thought moment. Thought moment means thought. Understand not? Thought, then it can be divided into 17 thought moments. For one thought to form, there is 17 thought moments. But at the moment of death, the 17 thought moments become less. They call it the death consciousness. So a lot of things about mind you cannot understand. When it comes to the thought, everything is very slow. But when it comes to consciousness, that split moment, like the Buddha called it, the flash of a lightning. Within the flash of a lightning, billions of consciousness has already passed through. Because this one is very, very fast. You can never understand this until you have realized cessation. When you have realized cessation, when you come out of it, then you will understand what this is. Because the true mind is different. The true mind is the oneness nature. simultaneously, it is one with everything. That's why within that moment, simultaneously, billions of consciousness can pass through. So that one is the unconditioned, very difficult to comprehend. So when that mind goes through that cessation, realize the unconditioned, which is the nibbana or enlightenment, that transforms that wing, the form and mind. After it come out from that cessation, that form and mind will retain all the understanding. Because this form and mind, when the cessation happens, it is part of that awakening. So during that awakening, the form and mind is connected. That's why the form and mind will know how it went into cessation and how it come out of cessation. Yeah. But that part, that cessation part, the form and mind cannot explain to you because it's beyond thought, beyond mind, the unconditioned. He cannot use word to explain to you, to describe to you. He can use word to try to like express it out in worldly term so that you can have an idea of what this thing. But whatever that is described is not that thing. So that's why that enlightenment state is beyond thought, beyond mind, cannot be comprehended by human being who uses mind. You can never. You need to initially realize that nature, then meditate to develop the wisdom. After you connect to your true mind or realize that silent mind, that is just the beginning of true meditation. Then after that, you need to develop the stability of wisdom, the direct seeing, the awakening, the understanding. Then contemplate, reflect until very, very stable. Yeah. When this understanding becomes very stable, then it will prepare you to receive truth, to awaken. Yeah. That's how it can happen. It's not immediate. Some people, when they come this life, it's like very fast they awaken. But it's because in the past they have cultivated. Then when they come, they need condition to connect. Like the Buddha, he need to wait till that night underneath the Bodhi tree to connect. Then when it connect, he inherited everything. Sambhogaya Kaya, the spiritual nature, come back to him. Then together with the functional body, Nimana Kaya, it transformed into the Buddha, Dhammakaya, that speaks the Dhamma. So like my nature, also same. You have to wait till 1989. When it go through the cessation, then it connect through, then it awaken. Then after that, I started inheriting from my past. There are a lot of things that I never done this life, I never learned this life, I never heard before this life. But my nature understand straight away. Why? Because of that condition. When it connect, when it went through that cessation, then it start to inherit that spiritual nature. So this spiritual nature is different from your karmic nature. Karmic nature, the moment you come, you are born of it, like the Buddha said. We are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. We are what we are because of our karma. So that one is karmic nature. Okay? So this one also, every life you come, segmented life, every moment from the day you are born until you die, technically, they call it die. Summation of all this, life after life, all the segmented life, they become the karmic nature. Okay? But spiritual nature is different. Spiritual nature, you must connect. After you connect to your true mind, your true nature, then you start the real meditation. Then whatever you develop from that real meditation through that nature become accumulated into your spiritual nature, including your perfection, Your perfection has all the 10 perfection, the virtue, everything, including wisdom. So once that one is perfected, it will get stored up in the spiritual nature. But this spiritual nature is different from the karmic nature. That the moment you are born into a new life, a segmented life, you cannot inherit from the spiritual nature. Because the spiritual nature can only be inherited through the form of mind when you connect to the silent mind. You connect to the gateway to your true nature, your true mind. Before you connect, you cannot inherit. That's the big difference. That's why it's so difficult, the cultivation. This part you better listen. This part I seldom share. Because spiritual nature is such, so different from karmic nature. So you have to understand the reason why it's so difficult to progress along the path of Dhamma, unless you walk the path of the Bodhisatta. The Bodhisatta way is very unique, because you start by planting the seed of Bodhi, and you take the four basic vows of the Bodhisatta to develop the condition for you to have the understanding and the ability to come back life after life. And what I have taught you all under that Bodhisatta vow, which is slightly modified because my nature understands this, and this will cut short your training. You have to vow life after life whenever you arise, whether you choose to come or you have to come. This understanding of the essential Dhamma will be there. So when you make this aspiration and vow, whenever you arise, you will have the causes and conditions to connect very fast, where you have planted the seed of Bodhi with great faith, sincerity, and understanding. Then you have cultivated for so long, you have persevered. So every time you come as a Bodhisatta, you will connect early. You will connect early. That's why this life, when I reflected and recall my life, actually is already everything prepared for me by my nature. My this form of mind just come, echo and flow, then everything just unfold. Technically, I don't have to do anything. But I still had to wait till the age of 35 before I connect. Exactly like the Buddha underneath the Bodhi tree, 35 years old. Actually, 35 years old considered early already. Most of them, based on what my last teacher told me, by the time they realized the gateway, the silent mind, they would have been at least 80 years old. Most of them. But for sainthood, enlightenment, no need so long. It can be very much faster. But to realize that gateway, to connect, to inherit this from your spiritual nature, that one is not easy. That's why sainthood way is relatively easy, a lot more easier. But sainthood way, you finish. Understand? So even if you become arahant, if you don't take the Bodhisatta way, or you don't have the condition to go the Bodhisatta way, then you just cease, you just end. But for those who have the condition, when you go the Bodhisatta way, you become very different. That's why the cultivation is so long, aeons and aeons and aeons. So when you understand this, you will see the importance of the Bodhisatta vows. You will see the importance of the miscellaneous vow and how you must prepare yourself to have all those conditions. Even affinity with great beings is also very important. You have to seek their blessing, protection and their guidance life after life. Then you have to cultivate affinity. That's why you chant, you recite, then you pay respect. Then you go for a spiritual trip to cultivate affinity. Then when you progress along the power of Dhamma, you develop your own understanding, your nature shine forth. Then you do the work of this great being, you also will have the condition to have students or Kayanamitas who will also come to you. Then you will know why they are here because of different conditions. So like my wife just now said, because this life is not by accident. You can come into contact with my nature and we can be Kayamita, studying this teaching together, walking the path of Dhamma together. It's not by accident. It's your past affinity, your condition and affinity, the Triple Gem. Different people come with different conditions, but most of you come because of Kuan Yin, affinity with Kuan Yin, and also quite a number of you have affinity with my nature. To understand this is very easy. You look at this life. Initially, you don't know who I am. You don't know what my nature is. Then later only, you come to know. But after you come to know, because since the day Yun Chan requested me to come out to share 204, it has been 15 years. So over these 15 years, especially the last few years, the last 8 to 10 years, we share a lot of things. We have a lot of things together. Not only spiritual trip, our weekly classes, our monthly house dana, and we also have our activity, our sharing, our spiritual trip, and many other things. Then some of you personally know me. Then every year you come visit me. Sometimes you make offering. Sometimes you invite me for dinner, for lunch, or whatever. Yeah. So all this, not only this life. If this life you can do this, there is a possibility that in the past, many of you have also know my nature. At that time when I arise, then maybe that time you all don't know who I am. But you all have done certain goodness, wholesomeness, without you knowing. Then my nature will know how to send the pure wish and the blessing. Then during the sasana, like this one, you will have the condition to come, and because of those affinity, and sometimes you make the request, the vow, the request and all those things. And sometimes because of the pure wish, you will arise, then you will come. Yeah. Then during this sasana, the teaching will be easier to understand, easier to develop. That's why this window is very important. If you miss this window, it is going to be a very, very long, long wait. Then this window, make full use of what you have learned, what you have developed. Make aspiration, make strong vow, plant the seed of Bodhi, then go through the Bodhisattva vow until it becomes a part of you. Then determine life after life when you come. You are going to have all this right view, right understanding. Especially the essential Dhamma of the Buddha. The two aspects of the five aggregates of form and mind. Then all the essential Dhamma. Rupang anicchang, rupang anatta. Then similarly, Vedana Sanya Sankara Vijnanam. Then you make very strong aspiration so that you will have this understanding. Then you ask for forgiveness from Triple Gem. Ask for forgiveness from all beings. Then vow not to repeat all this negativity of karma. Then vow to keep the precepts. Then vow to sincerely cultivate. Then vow to be heedful. Train your mind. Develop the understanding. Then plant the seed of Bodhi strongly until it is unshakable. Then develop spiritual faculties. Then cultivate affinity with all the great beings. Sometimes you don't know who they are. Now you may be just Kalina Metta. Some of you also don't know what your nature is, your potential is, until you connect and awaken. That's why you never know. Don't underestimate what you are. I always give you this understanding for you to have the ability to be born a human. To be born during the sasana and to be able to find this Dhamma. It's not by chance. That's why Mahayana stress a lot on this. Ren sen nan de, fo fa nan wen. So, the translation is, it's not easy to be born a human being, to have a human birth. Then it's even more difficult to be born during the Buddha Sasana, to encounter the true Dhamma during the Buddha Sasana. So they always have this saying, Ren sen nan de jing yi de, fo fa nan wen jing yi wen. You already have such great condition. Why do you want to let it slip by? You must go all out. It's just like in the year 1971, the moment I saw the Four Noble Truths, my heart just shined forth, rejoiced. It's like I knew this truth before. Then the nature inside tell me nobody can come out with this Four Noble Truths and summarize to me all of life, both mundane and supramundane. So whoever the Buddha is, Sakyamuni, he must be the real one. At that time, I already knew. That's why I go all out to cultivate this teaching. That moment, I make that decision because I say, no need to search. That's it. This is it. And it's so clear. How come this form and mind, this life, can have that understanding? That time I was only form five. It's because of my past cultivation and vow. That's like the moment I saw the Four Noble Truths, I understood what that thing was. Nobody explained to me. And I knew it's like the whole of life, both mundane and super mundane. Everything summarized so beautifully into just Four Noble Truths. And nobody taught me. And how come I can understand? And before I received that book, I like to lie down in the open air, facing the sky, look at the star system, then feel the breeze, the nature, everything. Then I keep on reflecting, contemplating. Who am I? What am I? What am I here for? When I was in 1971, means I was only 71 minus 54. How old? Huh? 17 years old. Huh? 17 years old. 54 plus 6 is 60. 60 plus 11 is 71. So 11 plus 6, 17 years old. 17 years old, my mind already probed. You people are still doing what? Because when I was in the school, my teacher knew. When I was in Form 5, the essay I wrote is very different. I remember my English teacher. That time, I wrote one essay when I was in lower six. He just wrote three words. Rather deeply thought out. And he just stopped there. The whole essay. And the essay, I remember, is a very general topic. He asks us to write whatever we want to write. So I started off by telling him, the human being is a gregarious being. Very funny, you know, that time I don't know how I know the meaning of the English word. I happen to stumble upon the dictionary. You know what is the meaning of gregarious or not? Huh? Gregarious means you need relationship to exist. Understand? Means we need to have relationship in order to live or survive. Then, when I was in lower six, the education, most of us would have taught form five, after that, our upper secondary education finished. Like we have to get ready to look for a job, if we don't make it to form six. Or if we, after form six, you don't make it to the uni, you have to come out to look for a job at that time. So, I wrote in the essay, I say, Form 6 is a stepping stone to tertiary education. Then I wrote a lot about spiritual understanding. No? At that time, I don't know Buddhism yet. I only know the Vulnerable Truth. That's why she wrote in the comment, rather deeply thought out. And after I graduated, many, many years, 30 years later, I met the same teacher. He said, I remember you. Your essay is very different. That's why all this type of thing can happen, because of your past. So do not underestimate your potential, your past. You will never know. Then like this life, after this life, the understanding that you all have, you follow exactly what I have advised you, then you will progress. Because this sasana still got another 2,000 years to go. You would have progressed. If you have made this vow strong, lie after lie you come, you have this understanding, you continue to cultivate with the understanding and you progress, you become very different. That's why all the Dhamma teaching that we are going through over the last few years, they are very different. They are related to Bodhisattva vows, especially the year 2014 onwards. Suddenly condition arise for this Bodhisattva way to manifest. Then after the book came out, Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way, then through the book we have the sharing, then we have our taking of the vow and all those things. Then after that, recently we are going into the actual cultivation, means the path to truth, Ciji, for modern day Bodhisattva practitioner. That one is a very good one. That one teaches you many things. As a Bodhisattva in daily life, starting with the cultivation in life itself, but Ciji has the best type of example. They really go into the field. They go into society. Then for them, they take their volunteer, the disciples and others, to really witness suffering, misery, then to help people in time of calamity, crisis and others. And because they witness firsthand, then like the Buddha said, the first noble truth, second turning. This noble truth or dukkha is to be understood. That's why they can understand it very deep, very clearly. But they don't have the Dhamma yet at that time because their teaching is different. They expose them to suffering, to society, to see the reality of life and existence, so that the eighth reality of the first noble truth can be witnessed. Then understood with first hand experience, because you really go to the ground. Then when you are able to release suffering, you can see the joy in them and you can see the joy in you. That's why that helps open up your heart. Then after that, when you learn the teaching, the Dhamma, you understand very fast, you can absorb very fast. But this way of learning is slightly the other way around. So sometimes it may not be suitable for certain people. But for certain people, they need to go through that way. Like my nature, my character different. My nature can understand truth very fast, so I don't need to go through that way. I only need truth. The moment my form and mind receive truth, it will understand. Sometimes the teacher or the person who teach may not understand, but my nature already understood. So because of that, after I have understood, I will connect very fast, then my nature will realize very fast. Then after that, it can teach, it can share. Well, the way I share, the way I teach, is the way I receive, because my sharing and teaching is very penetrative because of the eons and eons of cultivation. So in this way, when the condition comes for me to arise, I can receive truth very fast. Well, the way I give is like that. So these are all the conditions behind. But I want to introduce you all to the Ziji way is because I want you to understand all the various traditions. Where you combine all the four or five traditions together, they become like very complete, very beautiful. Yeah. Otherwise, you have to go to Fakusan to learn meditation. You have to go to Fo Guang to study the Buddhist teaching. Yeah. Means they call it the Buddhist, what is the word? They specialize in Buddhist studies, understand? Yeah. Then if you go to Zhong Tai Chan Si, they will teach you how to plant the seed of Bohi to walk the way of the Bodhisattva. So all these four traditions, they are very beautiful. Yeah. But if you go to the Theravada tradition, they recommend you to shave your head, renounce, become monk, then Pinnapat and other things, then meditate. That one is mainly their tradition. Yeah. But not necessary that way. There are times where you need to go through the monkhood experience or the nunhood experience, but not necessary. There are times where you will come to know you have had enough of those training. Those training are no longer important to you or relevant to you. That's why you will come in a different manner, in a different way. Like the Bodhisattva Vimalakirti. He liked to come in lay form. And he had met 90 million Sammasambuddha. That's why they all have their uniqueness. And all these great things, they have their unique nature. So all these are the understanding that you can develop. So do not, again, the message is, do not underestimate your potential, your possibility. Then what I want to let you know is if you seriously develop the faith, the sincerity and the perseverance and walk this way, take the vow, follow what I teach you, by the next sasana, you will become very beautiful. You can also become one of the great beings. Maybe your nature can be better than mine. You never know. Then in future, there will be affinity. Then later on, after you connect and you have the understanding, you will understand all these things. Yeah. Like I used to, at one time, share with, I think, Brother Song, Alicia, they all. I say, just like this life, you may not know who am I, what my nature is. Or some of you may not know your potential. Let's say, after very, very long, then these natures being become like now the famous, the four great beings. You know what are the famous four great beings or not? Kuan Yin, Bodhisattva. Yeah? Manjushri, Bodhisattva, foremost in wisdom. Kuan Yin is love and compassion. Then, the Pusen Bodhisattva, the Pali name is what? Samantra Bhadra. Then the Earth Star Bodhisattva. These four great beings. So you all visit the way places, like Kuan Yin, Buddha, San, and all those things. Let's say in future, this nature of mind, let's say, also become famous in the next sasana or what. Then you people come, born during sasana, you also go there and visit. Then you know what happened. Like Mimi and Utai San cry, like anything. Then Song cry at Amazan. It's because you have affinity at that time when they come as lay people. You don't know, but you are close to them, understand? That's why when you are there, you cry, because then sometimes they will know, you are back. I mean, long time missing. When the sasana is not around, you have gone lost. And now with the sasana, you are back. Don't wait till like that. Then too bad. So, then that time say, how come? I cry. Then some of the new one never cry. Nothing happened to me. But then, if you have been like this life, we were so close, understand? We share Dhamma almost a few times a week. And all this understanding now, with the civilization, the books are there, the transcript are there, the video are there. That's why you must thank Jin Hao. Thank all those who help out. Sui An, they all the recording, all things. For the condition for you to have all these type of beautiful things. That's why you learn very fast. Then you share very fast. Because this civilization is very unique. The last 40 years, we progress so fast that the last 5,000 over years of history, nowhere comparable. Do you understand? For 5,000 over years, our Earth civilization hardly progressed. 40 years. Just the recent 40 years, we progress so fast. It's because of civilization. Evolution. So with this condition, you better make full use of it. Then learn. Because now with the internet, with all this media, your website, everything, you can learn very fast. You can develop the understanding very far. Then vow. Aspire strongly Aditan. Invoke power of merits. You know what is sailang, right? Like you play poker. By the power of whatever merits and wholesomeness that I have cultivated since the distant past until now, may arise the causes and condition. This is sailang, that's a one shot all since the distant past until now. You vow. That's how you become very strong, then with the faith. And this one, because it goes deep into your nature, you plant it with understanding, sincerity, and faith. That's why it will go in very deep. The Bodhi mind. The Bodhi seed will nurture, and that Bodhi mind, when it comes, it will move. Just like this line, this segmented line. That Bodhi mind inside there move. That's why my nature just echoed and flow. I didn't do anything. Even the family that I supposed to be born from, my nature already chose them. And the timing also after World War II, when the education system is there, everything is already set. Oh, alarm trigger off already. So we stop. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So this one is informal. So there is no formal Dhamma. This one is just sharing. So because we start late, we only have 1 hour, which is good enough. So have faith, okay? Determine strongly. Then don't worry. Your nature will become beautiful. actually, as far as you are concerned, you don't have to worry. Yeah. But don't be complacent after I say this. Because do you know, every class you attend, that 2 hours or so, the amount of merits, even cultivator who doesn't have the understanding or doesn't cultivate correctly, they can do their cultivation for centuries. Cannot compare to one session you attend. Yeah, really. When you understand, you really understand. Because that 2 hours, your mind state are so different. The amount of meritorious action we do, your faith, and the understanding that go in, money cannot buy. Book also never write how to go and buy. That's why you need to have affinity and condition to receive all this type of teaching. And this type of teaching are very rare. This type of teaching that come from the nature is not from the thought process, not from the form and mind. Yeah. Okay, we do the sharing of merit, transfer of merit, and we end. Akasata ca bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa jirang rakantu lokasasana itawata caam ehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabasampati sidya Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Ibe dewo wasatu kalena sasa sampati hetu cha. Fito bhavatu loko cha, raja bhavatu dhammiko, ibina punyang kamina, mame bala samagamo, satang samagamo hotu, yava nivana patiya, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to the Lord Buddha and all the worthy ones. We end. Thank you.